Good news, everyone. We've got a very special delivery today.
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and we have some very special guests with us this morning. A couple of guys I met at the Jet City Comic Show. That's the last month now. I can't believe it's already been a month.
Yeah, but I'm still bummed that I couldn't go to that.
Right? You should
dang,
be. It was great.
But dang hospital.
I have Brandon and Alex from Comics and Cognac joining us this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. It's early.
Yeah, right? And you guys are both local, right?
Yeah.
Okay, ish. Cool. Just for everybody listening, where are you guys from?
We are in Port Orchard.
Okay.
Oh.
This is a little bit of a drive, but not too bad.
I've been to the hospital there, too.
I'm sorry.
Nice.
Was it a fun
thing? The circuit, huh? All right.
Well, I went to like a school for bad kids over in Bremerton, and I got laryngitis, so they took me to Port Orchard.
Okay.
For bad kids, I like that.
Yeah.
That's the Renaissance school, right?
It was like a military school, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
So you guys have a few different series of comics, and then you guys have the umbrella name Comics and Cognac. Are you guys actually Cognac fans, or...?
No, just not even a little bit. Comics and the cheapest beer we can find didn't have the same kind of ring, so
that's fair.
We thought we'd class it up a little bit.
It's hard to find like any sort of drink classier than cognac rather than like martini, but comics and martini just sort of sounds sad. I don't know.
Exactly.
But you guys have a few different comic series. You have Goody Good, Wing, and the Weekly Drivel. Let's start with Goody Good, because that one's a little morbid.
Well, yeah, a little.
A little.
Just a bit.
I like to call it the funniest tragedy you can read.
And
but morbid works.
Yeah. And, like, you have stuff like the one most current that you have on there is episode 36, where, like, it's all about just stuffing bodies and rugs and stuff. Which it reminds me of, like, an episode of Archer where she's like, I'll fetch a rug!
Oh, yeah, right.
It was Hide the Hooker or whatever.
Season. Yeah.
So, why so morbid with this? Like, you guys just on a bunch of downers one day and figured slitting your wrist wasn't the way to go, or what?
Oh, my gosh.
It just kind of came from the idea that... the old adage that no good deed goes unpunished. So it's, you know, you ever do something nice for someone and then it just blows up in your face?
All
Goody
the time?
Goody Good kind of switches that around, and as he's trying to do nice things for other people, it blows up in their face. Sometimes literally.
So this is all one character then continuously. It's not just a bunch of different... Well, there are a bunch of different characters involved, but at least there's one main character?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Goody Good is the main character, just out trying to do nice things for people, and it goes wrong, and as a direct result of his actions, people are killed and or maimed.
Now,
hilarity ensues.
Aw, you try so hard.
Art style-wise, you guys use stick figures, and it works. It's really, like, the stick figures really work, and then the coloring part of it, is that watercolor, or how did you do that?
That's actually Photoshop. I did it so it looked almost like a kid was coloring it, just because I thought the cuteness of potentially a kid coloring such a horrible comic would be a funny idea.
It's
gotten a little more detailed as the times come on, but I think simple tends to work for that story.
And how long have you guys been working on the Goody Good project?
You know, I think that we're probably about a year into that.
Okay.
Yeah, a year sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, about a year.
And then the next thing you guys have on your website is a Wing.
I love this one.
This one this tugged at the heartstrings a little bit. I started tearing up when I was reading it.
I was like, little bird.
He's fine, he's got a balloon, he's all good.
Right?
That was a personal venture of mine a while back, and I just did it over the course of a day, just did it real quick, and that was that. I mean, you know, that's kind of the thing with Alex and I, is we have so many different ideas that it's so impossible for us to field them all.
Yeah.
So sometimes we do those little ones and we throw out stuff like that just to have more product, I guess.
Well, and Wing's just drastically different from Goody Good.
Yeah.
Where Goody Good, again, is a little out there, a little morbid, and it's really fun. Wing is, it tugs at your heartstring, and the most powerful part about this is it's just the art. I love the writing in Goody Good, and I love the writing in Weekly Drivel. We'll get to that next, but the fact that the artwork really spoke for itself on this one, that was really cool.
You know, I think for the most part, that's what Alex and I tend to be gravitating toward. Most of our stuff is kind of hilarious, and to be honest, a lot of those things are direct products of drinking too much.
And just a general sadness.
Yeah, self-loathing, you know, things like that.
Dude, if I could draw half as well as you guys do, or at least even be half as creative as you guys do drinking, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of what happens on our meetup nights is too much drinking, and then we just, like, screw off the rest of the time. We'll get together for, like, 5 seconds and be like, all right, so what are we doing this week? Great, break, let's get drunk.
Corey, they have those like, classes where you just, like, drink a bunch of wine and you just paint. We should go.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, we should do that.
End up being the nude model instead of drawing the nude model?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Right. But you know, we do actually, we have a bigger comic coming up that's quite a bit more serious. So, well, we may have to lay off the drinking for a while to get that one done. I know, that's quitter talk. I get it, but...
It is quitter talk.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys want to talk about that project real quick?
Yeah.
Or
is it a secret? Just kidding.
It's not really a secret. It's just, I guess it's such a broad idea. I'm gonna let Alex field this one.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. Oh, cool. I told you I was gonna throw you under the bus. Okay, so it's a spin on the classic superhero comic, where instead of a superhero in a world of normal people, it's a normal guy in a world of superheroes. And it's all about the idea of what makes one super, what makes a person somehow inherently good and inherently better, and the idea of what one person thinks of as just nothing, as most of us think the things we do are just part of us, but to someone else, we could be their superhero.
That's a really cool idea, and this one's going to be a little bit more episodic compared to the web stuff, where it's just like short clips, right?
Right. We're just planning one. I think it's at 160 pages or so. We're just planning one graphic novel, one shot.
Yeah, it's actually already written. We're in the editing phase at this point. And I personally, I'm starting some sketches on it and stuff like that. So it's a little ways down the road. But in the meantime, between finishing up Goody Good, which we've got slated to about 100 strips, we've got some other little shorts. And that'll be kind of the segue into the bigger thing.
Well, you guys also have the Daily Drivel on your website, which looked to be a little bit more personal and introspective, where... It looks like at one point you guys actually drew yourselves into it, and it's more like newspaper style, or it reminds me a lot of like something I'd see in a newspaper.
Well, that was really what the idea was, is we basically would take real news stories and we would just put our own spin on them. So they're real stories. We would just make them us, I guess.
Take funny or weird headlines and just read a quick overview of whatever the news story was and make some kind of joke. And there's a lot of jokes in the news. The news is a good place for comedy mining.
Right? I mean, sometimes you look, they're really depressing stuff, but even then within the depressing stuff, it's kind of funny. Like, you hear about bank robberies and stuff, and 90% of the time it's in Florida, but...
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, Florida is where it's at for just insane people.
So, what got you guys into, like, how did you guys meet up? What started this project? or at least the overall project of Comics and Cognac? Did you guys meet on Craigslist? Did you bump into each other on the street?
Yeah, it was a casual encounters post.
Gotcha.
No, we met in our early 20s. I just happened to get a job at a record store where Brandon was already working, and we became friends. And like that's pretty much the whole deal. The way we got into the comic thing is just talking about it. Brandon always comes up with these huge sweeping ideas, the broad strokes of a story, and I'm more oriented on
the details,
smaller, granular like details of the story. So we kind of fit together where he'll come up with a broad idea, and I just kind of stitch scenes together, and it just works, I guess.
Did you guys like take any formal art classes beforehand, or is this just all freehand stuff you do for fun? Or like, did you take a formal creative writing class at college or something?
No, I went to art school for 2 years, so I got half a degree. That's what I tell my mom anyway, because she hates the fact that I left school. But I left school because I got a chance to be an apprentice tattooer. So
that's
I've
really
actually
cool.
been a tattooer for 12 years.
Nice.
So that's my bread and butter. But comics have always been a passion. So, I've always had a foundation in art of some kind. So,
what's been the toughest part of putting this project together for you guys?
Man, it's just it's hard to create anything from inside yourself and be able to look at it and say, is this good? Like, do people care? Are we able to push the story out there so people understand what we're trying to get at? Because in amongst a lot of our messed up stories, our funny stuff, our gruesome stuff, there's still a tiny nugget of like real life, real feelings to that thing. Even Goody Good. I mean, it might be hard to get beyond the blood splatters and brains, but
that's my favorite part.
There is a real thing in there, nihilistic as it might be.
What sort of challenges have you guys faced publishing this stuff? Or at least trying to get it into print? Like,
none. Our publisher is great.
Okay, that's awesome.
We publish our own stuff. We buy every book we sell is handmade by us.
Yeah,
so
wow,
we have no
that's,
problems with our publishers. Yeah. It's a great
work.
Deal we got worked out.
So you hand make this, and that's crazy.
Yeah, we you know, at this point, it's best just to produce the stuff. We kind of feel like making the stuff and getting it out there is kind of at the forefront of what we should be doing. I mean, we could easily send the stuff out and, you know, hope to get picked up by a bigger company, but right now it's just about kind of feeling ourselves out, you know. And every product or every project we work on tends to be on another level than the one before, which I mean, I guess that's what being creative is about, right? But we'll get there. I think eventually we'll start sending packets out to bigger publishing companies and see where that goes.
What sort of things have you guys done to try to push yourselves out there and get yourself more exposure? Because I know for a lot of bands, it's the same issue. You make music, but then how do you get it to people?
Well, you know, I think like a lot of other people, it's just putting it online for free. You know, that's the big one. It's hard driving traffic to your site because you are in a sea of literally millions and millions of other fantastic webcomics. So it is hard to get the stuff out there. So our only other outlet is shows. So we do shows, mostly local stuff. We haven't gone beyond Washington yet, but we're working on it. I mean, to be honest, comic shows aren't necessarily very money-making. It's more about getting our name out there.
Okay. Now, did either of your parents keep your old drawings on like the fridge or anything?
You know, I'll be honest, some. For me, there was always something messed up about what I drew. So I would draw these scenes like so as a kid I would draw these pretty scenes, you know, it was a smiley sun and like a nice background with mountains, and then there would be a boat in the water on fire, and the guy in the boat would be on fire. Nice. And my mom was always like, what is wrong with you? Why can't you just make something normal? So rarely those would make it to the fridge.
If you guys had to peg down like one inspirational piece or one inspirational like artist or person who really pushed you to start doing this, who would that be or what would that be? Like, was there a comic that stood out to you guys, or a comic book artist, or maybe even like a band, or just you stared at a tree for a while?
The tree, yeah, that's up there in the top inspirations. For me personally, I mean, I've really been reading comics forever, so I've got so many different inspirations. You know, the comics that you see on our website is so not even close to how I traditionally draw. So I guess a lot of those comics are directly inspired by something. I would say Goody Good. Art-wise, I guess you could maybe say Cyanide and Happiness, okay. Which, you know, I mean, simple just works for certain stories. Wing is a little more like storybook, you know, and that's kind of what I thought when I was making it. And then, you know, Drivel is a little more newspapery kind of a style, I guess you could say. So
is that a style? Newspapery?
Newspapery is a style. Oh, just invented style. That this morning.
Patent pending.
Yeah. So true inspirations, the list would be vast for me personally.
So since you guys sound like you're professional drinkers, what's your drink of choice?
It's gotta be Rainier, man.
Yeah?
Rainier.
Yeah, a
couple of beer dudes.
Yeah.
Although, well, yeah, you gotta go local too, right?
As well. What's that?
So you gotta go local too, right? With the Rainier.
It is local. It is now made in California, which is really sad, but we ignore that. I think they're bringing it back here, but it was made in California for a while.
They still have the giant lit up red R on once you head into Seattle.
They do.
I thought they took it down for a while. It was at the Mohai Museum in Seattle, but I think they put it back up on that building. And if I remember correct.
Yeah. One last question that we always like to ask our guests.
Oh, good.
Are you guys ready?
No.
All right, brace yourselves.
Go ahead, shoot.
How do you like preparing your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Oh. Ooh. Huh. That's a really good... Okay, here's what I do, all right? And I'm just going to... This is a free service, what I'm about to tell you guys. You take one slice of bread, and you put jelly on it. Then you take a second slice of bread, you put jelly on that also. A third slice of bread, peanut butter, and put it face down on top of one of those jellies. And then on top of the bare spot you got on top now, put some peanut butter on there. Put your remaining jelly on that. It's like having two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with only three pieces of bread. Boom. Game changer.
Holy cow. Wow.
Okay. Just blow your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's well, I can't follow that up very well. But I learned from my grandfather to put the peanut butter down first and then just put the jelly over top of the peanut butter, which is actually quite ridiculous because then it's like you just end up making a massive mess. And you don't get equal distribution of jelly.
But if you do peanut butter first, don't you get peanut butter in your jelly?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Jelly's much easier to wipe off.
Let's just ignore what I said, and we'll go with Alex's Big Mac peanut butter and jelly sandwich thing.
That's what it is, the Big Mac of PB&J.
Oh my god. Like, it sounds a little intense, but I'm willing to try it now. I'm excited. It also sounds like a little less effort. Like, you don't have to make two separate sandwiches.
No, you get two sandwiches with three pieces of bread. It's a mathematical anomaly.
Well, guys, thanks for calling in this morning and joining us.
Sure, thank you.
Have a good one.
Yeah, where can people find you guys on? You guys have a Twitter, a Facebook, phone number? Yeah. People call you at? I don't know.
We got comicsandcognac.com. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter at comicsandcognac. We're on Patreon. We're all over the internet.
Even if people visit your website, I noticed you guys give out free bumper stickers.
Nice.
We do,
and we have them. We're running low.
Oh. Yeah.
So, hurry up and rush fast to their website. It's comicsandcognac.com. We'll have that up on our Facebook and our Twitter as well. This has been Brandon and Alex. Guys, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Have a good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
So make sure you go check out their stuff. Support some local artists, because that's what we do on The Buzz. We like talking to local people. Well, we'll be back after Dropkick Murphy's Warriors Code on 89.9 KGRG.